98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Madam Speaker, the President.
It looks like she went to shake his hand, and he did not take it.
The President.
He's the President and CEO of your Arizona Diamondbacks.
Hail to the Chief.
Derek Hall.
The President.
On Now with Doug and Wolf. Presented by Cox Business.
Cox Business is here to help you get back to business. Visit coxbusiness.com for details.
Happy home opening day. Good morning, Mr. President. How are you?
Oh, happy opening day is right, although I could tell you, it seems weird not being on the field with you two in the flagship like we always do.
And, you're right.
And I would also say, yeah, it is odd. It's the oddest opening day ever. And then, Doug, I heard you earlier saying that it just seems strange not talking about or knowing whether tonight is a sellout. But I would disagree because I can tell you both, there are no seats available for tonight's game. So that I can announce.
What a zap right there. Well done.
Unfortunately.
Listen, are we overreacting this morning, and are you overreacting?
I believe we probably all are. Yeah, I mean, look, but, you know, we sat on this call a week ago and said you can't say it's too soon and it's too early. So I think it's easy to say that, but we do have to remind ourselves we could be 3-3 right now. It's so easy to focus on, you know, that eighth inning, and it was an ugly one. You don't want to put up a, you know, let them put up a five spot. But, you know, we were in the same position they were. Had we held on to that game, boy, in Texas, they'd be saying this morning, how could the bullpen have blown that game after, you know, you had a starter that did so well in Lance Lynn. So, I mean, I was proud of our guys to scrap back like they did. They waited, made their move, and to score two in the seventh and two in the eighth is a very good sign. It can be deflating when a bullpen lets you down, but it's going to happen during a season quite often for both, for the opposition and for us. You just can't let it happen as frequently in a 60-game season.
Today at 8, Maloney was leading the rush hour reboot, and she kind of hinted at biggest concerns right now. I ask you, what are your biggest concerns after 1 week of baseball since we talked?
Well, probably, like everybody, the schedule. I mean, you know, we just had a road trip, six games, and as I said, we could have come back 3-3. We're 2-4. You come back and you play the Dodgers and the Astros, a very tough six-game set. So, you know, let's see what we're made of. I'm not concerned about the talent on this team. I'm not concerned that it's going to click and, you know, all cylinders go, but we haven't seen that yet. You know, I want to see the starting pitching, the offense, the defense, and the bullpen all click at the same time. And we've seen glimpses from each. You know, what a great start we had out of Merrill. The bullpen's been extremely solid up until, you know, yesterday. And what's sad about last night, guys, is, you know, we're focused on the tough go that Chafin had, yet he had arguably the most important out the night before, and we should have been celebrating that. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have some bumps in the road. You're going to have some ups and downs, especially when you only have six off days in 66 days. That's a tough schedule, and it is a sprint, but it is for everybody, so that's not an excuse. It's for everyone. We need to make sure we make the adjustments, and like I said, that all aspects of the game are consistent and as strong as they can be, because they really can be.
So when I look at the lineup, right, I'm not worried about the lineup. I think the lineup is going to come around. I really do. Now, I may be dead wrong on that, but I'm just looking at some of the talent there. When I look at the rotation, I feel the same way. I don't think the rotation is going to be a weakness for the Diamondbacks going forward. But when I look at the bullpen, I do wonder about that, D. That is the one area where I look at and I wonder about the talent in that bullpen. But you're telling me right now you're not concerned with that.
Yeah, you know, Ron, I think I totally agree with you on the offense. I totally agree with you on the rotation. I talked last week about our strength being the rotation, and I still feel that way strongly. I mean, any night, any one of those guys have the ball, I feel confident. With Robbie Ray tonight, with Gallen tomorrow, with Weaver the next day, you know, with Kelly the way he pitched, I think Bumgarner, like you guys said, has been good, not great, but I'm very confident when he has the ball, and I feel like we are in the game. He keeps us in every game. There are going to be nights where he is dominant. You know, whether he's focused on his velo or not, I don't care. This guy knows how to pitch. He's got great deception. He's got great delivery. He, you know, he's got great spin rate. He's got, I mean, throws across his body. He's intimidating. He's outstanding. So I agree with you completely on the starting rotation. Bullpen, I'm not so scared about, because I think really every team is in that same position. You know, we saw lights out from Archie the other night. We've seen Guerra look really good. Rondon has the experience. He's going to be fine. I actually like our bullpen a lot. I think, you know, Alex Young came in, showed what he could do. Clark looked great the other night. I like the depth. You know, Chafin's done a wonderful job while he's been here. He's been a great lefty specialist. The rules have changed. This guy's got to come in. He's got to face three guys, or he's got to get the final out of an inning and be done. His effectiveness is going to change, as are others in the league because of that. You know, this guy has come in, you know, and he's gotten a Charlie Blackman out, and his night is over. So it really has changed. I think our offense, I agree with you. The Mattels have been fantastic. We had a really timely hit last night, which was a good sign from Escobar. A really timely hit from Kelly last night. Walker, I know you could call him cheap hits. He's putting the bat on the ball, making things happen. I have a lot of confidence in our guys. Peralta came around, hit a ball deep to left field last night, taking it the other way. Calhoun's going to be fine. He's just he's a grinder and a gripper. I feel really good about this team, and I'm not worried, but you don't want to fall too far behind. When you're 2-4, and like you guys suggested before I came on, you know, if you don't do well or at least split against the Dodgers, it doesn't look good. So, you know, you can't dig too deep a hole. But I know our guys aren't panicked, and although it's a tenth of the season, when they have Torey Lovullo in there being a great communicator, showing the positivity, believing in these guys, making adjustments and corrections, we'll be okay.
Talking to Derek Hall, President, CEO, Arizona Diamondbacks, home opener tonight. And, of course, we'll get into that hardcore here in just a second. But we always like to ask you about national baseball things because you're a really tied-in dude and a lot of baseball respects you. The Marlins proved something this week that this whole thing can crash fast if everybody isn't on their P's and Q's. And there's a new report that there's going to be some kind of COVID cop or the travel, I don't know what to call it, traveling with every team. Can you kind of confirm that and what are you looking at to make sure the Diamondbacks are never a Marlins example?
Sure. So first off, yes, we are employing a compliance officer. It's actually a leader in our company, a VP, who we've asked to take on that role. He's very meticulous. He's outstanding. He's done a terrific job thus far. So we had already done that before the league had decided to do so. We think that was important. Someone that, you know, can certainly point out problems and stand up to the players and take a walk through the clubhouse and the training room and the dugout and travel with the team. He's been great. The Marlins showed us, you know, again, I know we're not living in a bubble. We're not playing in a bubble. WNBA, NBA showing a lot of success. Women's soccer league, NHL, it's working. As long as we can create and maintain our own bubbles, 30 bubbles, we can. I'm not saying we will. We can get through this safely and in a very healthy fashion. We have been so far. So I think what the Marlins showed us, and it's a shame it happened, but maybe, you know, it's a blessing in disguise this early, is we can't let our guards down. We have to continue to follow that protocol. I know it's 100-plus pages, but it is for a reason. Major League Baseball, the health officials put together an outstanding guideline for us, and it's worked so far. So these guys have to remember, I know it's human nature to feel like, okay, I'm safe, it's been good, I can step out and get something to eat, I can step out and get something to drink, I can drop the mask for a few minutes, but that's a reminder that you really can't. If you want to stay safe, you want to get to the finish line, you've got to follow the protocol. Not to mention the teams that are going to have the most success this season are the ones that are going to stay healthy with the main guys from their original 30-man roster. I mean, that really hurts when it sweeps through a clubhouse, an outbreak, and we know how contagious it is. But I think it was a clear sign to all 29 teams that were not in that position that they've got to continue keeping up with the protocol and staying as safe as possible, not just on the field, not just in the dugout, on the planes and the buses and the hotels and at home, you know, because we have no control with people once they leave the clubhouse to go home in the home cities.
You know what, Dee? I'm waiting for the first brawl in the clubhouse or the locker room. I really am. You know what? Because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. And you're putting us all at risk at some point in time. I don't know what sport that's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, we saw that a little bit with another sport, right? I mean, you're going to point the finger at a guy and say, "Hey, I'm trying to get this thing done," and that's not a bad thing, Wolf. I mean, you know, self-policing is good too, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
And they're all taking it very seriously. And when these guys are wearing masks now, I'm glad baseball has said in a mandate fashion, wear a mask all times in a hotel except in your room. Wear a mask all the time on a bus, all the time on a plane. You have to have, you know, like a point of care system to test every flight attendant, every pilot, every bus driver, don't let your guard down. And if players see their teammates not following those rules, they're right. going to say something because they're worried about themselves and their families too.
And they should.
You yeah. can only ask questions, or I can only ask you questions really that are D-backs related in the sense of your like, I like this phrase that I just made up, the Corona cop. But I know you have great trust in your guys, and every report that I've heard on and off the record is everybody's doing everything they can. But does the Corona cop, he doesn't really have the ability to stop a guy going to dinner, does he? Does he just report to the organization of this is the guy yeah. that's doing this? How does that work when there's a violation?
No, you're right. And so it's going to be part of his responsibility. If he sees something that seems a little bit out of line or questionable, he's going to approach that player, approach our head of medical, make sure that it's addressed, go to our, baseball staff. There's going to be times he's probably going to approach somebody in the lobby on the road and say, hey, you shouldn't do this or don't step out. It's a tough role to be in, but he will. Mm-hmm. And I think every team needs it. So it's just not, free flowing, and there is an eye on you at all times. But again, it's difficult because these are grown men, right? I mean, you've got 31 year old guys saying, wait a minute, you don't need to watch over my shoulder, but mm-hmm. that's okay. I mean, knowing that a set of eyes are watching you, it's for your own good. It's not, I know cop is a strong word, but it's appropriate. It's not a snitch. It's not a cop. It's an ally. It's someone who wants to make sure that you maintain your safety and health. And he wants to get us to the end of this season and into the postseason, we hope. And every team, all other 29 teams need that as well.
The Dodgers are coming to town. Is there water in the pool?
Yeah, is there water in the pool? You don't have fans out there.
Yeah, there is. Okay. There is. There'll still be some splashdowns, hopefully by us. Anytime they come to town, it's fun. It's different, and they just had a fairly successful road trip. They're the team, right? We all know that, and we've got 10 games against them, seven of them here at home. So after these four, we're going to have three more. But this is it's a good gauge for us, and we remember those exhibition games. We had trouble. This was a very long road trip. I guarantee you, those bets felt good here at home last night. They're gonna be excited to get back to Chase Field today. That certainly helps, and they're gonna have a little pep in their step.
Boy, when I looked at this season, I granted it's a weekend. I did not anticipate the National League West far and away being the best division in baseball. And right now, they're the only division with four teams 500 or better.
It's a good one, Doug. We talked about it, before we got this thing going. I mean, I think, again, you look at last year, the Rockies, how they started out, and they can do that any year. They just did that basically on the road. They're going to go home where they are very good. We know that. The Padres are so much improved. Not only did they prove it to us, but they're going to continue to prove it to every team that they mean business. Dodgers, I mean, look, Giants came back and won last night's game. Any team can win on any given night. But in our division, I think we've got a lot of talent. And then you look at the AL West. Those teams are solid. This is as competitive of the three, I think. Look, everybody can say the East is tough. You get the AL and NL East. This is a tough, competitive environment. When you've got the Angels, who are much improved, the A's are awesome, the Astros, we know what they could do, the Rangers, I mean, they haven't woken up yet offensively. We were lucky, and I think we pitched pretty well, especially in those 2 days. But I think we've all got a tough schedule, and we're all going to beat each other up, every team, both in the AL West and in the NL West.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, man. Really appreciate your time.
You are welcome, guys, and hopefully we have a good series here and a good homestand. But I'll tell you what, above all, it's good that we're playing games. I mean, we are thankful for that, and I know our fans are excited to watch, so I want to win some games for them so that they continue to stay glued, both eyeballs and listening here on the flagship throughout the entire season.
Hey, God bless you and yours, D.
Yep. You too, guys.
Thank you, Absolutely. Derek. There's Derek Hall, President and CEO of the Arizona Diamondbacks, thinking that, hey, things are going to be able to shape up here. But, boy, you're trying to fix your problems against the Dodgers and the Astros.
Yeah.
Coming up next, how will Isaiah Simmons handle being an NFL rookie during the pandemic? It's coming up on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Diamondbacks President and CEO Derek Hall on the Doug and Wolf Show, presented by Cox Business.
Cox Business is here to help you get back to business. Visit coxbusiness.com for details.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.